Welcome to your daily devotional, October 19th. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes. Judges chapter 21 and verse 25, which reads in its entirety, "In those days there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes." Judges is the seventh book in the Bible, in the Old Testament. Judges covers the years from approximately 1380 BC to 1043 BC. It is called Judges because the people who led Israel were called judges. God was Israel's king in the days before Israel had human kings also. But in that day, God was not often enthroned as king in the hearts of the people. His law had been neglected and forgotten, and the result was that rampant sin and anarchy prevailed, checked only by divine intervention in the form of 12 human deliverers. Our text is the very last verse in the book and is a fitting summation of that day, and by application, some would argue, our own day also. The cycle in Judges that was repeated is that of sin, bondage, repentance, deliverance, and peace. This national cycle is repeated throughout the book of Judges. It is also repeated throughout all of our lives. First, sin. We do something wrong against God and or another person. Second, bondage. Our sin has consequences. Third, repentance. We confess our sins to God and or apologize to the other person that we have affected by our actions. Fourth, deliverance. We are free from the control of sin. And finally, fifth, peace. God gives us peace because he forgives us, and we don't have to be afraid or ashamed of anything anymore. In those days, there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes. Let us learn that without God, Jesus, in our lives, we will live hard lives full of sin and the troubles which we cause when we do sin. In John 15:5, Jesus said, "Without me, you can do nothing." Consider what sin is and how we have troubles when we do sin. Take some time to review the five-point cycle of Judges: sin, bondage, repentance, deliverance, and peace, and apply it to your own life situations.